after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. Life after dust, life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
So, what's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. It is Monday, y'all. Yes, it is Monday. Beautiful day. I know how every Monday is the beginning of every week of the show. And, man, this is your boy, Steady J, one of your great co-hosts for the show. Of course, I can't do it without my girl, Taryn Lamonske, in the building. What's up, Taryn?
What's up? What it do?
Not much, man. Oh, you missed Friday's show. Yeah, I got to cap back up on that show. Friday's show, yeah, I missed it. Yeah, definitely check it out. I had special guest co-host on the show on Friday. It was my mom and all that.
Hey,
was so
Madre, Mama Duke.
Yes, my mom was a guest DJ on the show. That was so much, that was fun and hilarious at the same time. So,
yeah, y'all make sure
y'all
check that out.
Oh, man. Yeah, y'all definitely had to. It was, when you hear it, it's like, you didn't caught it, you got to catch it. I'm not going to give you it all, but just know it's worth catching. And even when it's not Mother's Day, it's a very good show, Alyssa, because, I mean, her list was pretty, she had very huge variety in her list, so it's something for everybody in that list, so definitely check it out.
Nice.
Of course, regarding today's show, those of y'all, we always got a hot interview for you every show. And let me go ahead and make this point, too. Just for all the teachers that are out there, and, we try to do something a little different. And, y'all can catch all of what's the schedule for the shows all on Despot. All you got to do is simply go to the event section. It will show you all it was is hot spots, either one. You go there and it will show you all the shows coming up for that month. So, if a lot of people have been peeping, been asking, be at my door, we are booked all the way through August. Let me say that again. Booked all the way through August, okay?
Yeah.
And I even got a surprise celebrities coming through June and July, so y'all definitely got to be on the lookout for that. Because, like I told y'all, I don't have to have celebrities in here all the time. We just sprinkle them in every now and then. But, today's show, it's so much a great honor to have this person on the show and just kind of give you a quick synopsis. We're going to use our big word today, synopsis. August some artists on my boy, Dirty Boy Quicks, who he's going to be chopping over today, talking about the 88 movement. We even got a couple of his tracks we're going to be playing. So a lot going on. So I think this is him on the line now. Without further ado, is this my boy, Dirty Boy?
Yeah,
that boy quick. What's up?
How y'all doing?
It's not right? Much, man. You know, see, and I'm about to tell his voice already, because y'all already know. If you come to the show, I'm going to get it. You know, the rule is, if you're not going to turn up, you can't come on the show. That's the new rule.
Yes, turn up.
So we do the turn up too, but everybody going to say, okay, hold on, turn up test. Okay, you had to turn up test. Okay, you can come on. So, man, definitely, man, it's an honor to have you, man. You know, you're making a lot of moves. Hey, you know, I got to send a shout out to my girl, DJ Keisha, because of her. That's how
yeah,
I know you, man.
Yeah,
so,
DJ Keisha. Because
of
her. Squad.
And I respect DJ Keisha because... Oh, she in the chat room. Oh, hold on. I just keep in. She in the chat room. Ow.
Oh, she in the chat room. Tell her I
said hello. She got the things to Al going on. Yeah. Ow, what's up?
Ow.
So, yes,
yeah,
man.
Right.
You know, it's good to have not only beauty, but have somebody that grinds for you. Because a lot of people just want somebody to look good, but they don't really be about nothing.
True.
So, yes, oh, my God, man. So, first up, man, you know, we want to go get to the nitty-gritty. First off, how did you come up with the name Dirty Boy Quicks? What led you to get up with that name? It's like, it stands out because every time you Twitter, your boy Quicks is on everywhere. I mean, you pretty much, you know, put out there as a name that does stand out very well. And how did you actually come up with, you know, saying that's going to be my name?
Well... I'm a country boy at heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the country, you know what I mean? And we get dirty out here. That's what we do. And me, I get dirty quick. So, Dirty Boy Quicks, that's me.
Okay, I like that. You quick, you get dirty quick. Okay, we're all right, so I'm going to use my proper voice real quick. So, I'm going to reiterate what you said, make sure I got it right here.
Okay, so you
said
that. You're called Dirty Boy Quicks because you get dirty quick, and you're a boy. I always go
yeah,
Dirty
I get
Boy
dirty quick.
Quick.
Dirty Boy Quick. Yeah.
Dirty Daddy.
So, yes. Oh, man. So, going into that, some more going. So, let's drag that to the next part, which, how did you actually get started to music again? Like, what was that turning point and say, you know what? This is something I want to do. You know, we all into that phase where, we fight it and go, oh, this ain't necessarily something I want to do, but then we start taking it serious.
I have to say, you know, so I was just, you know, I started off just freestyling, you know what I mean? And one of my homies was like, yo, why you ain't putting that down on a track? Why you ain't hitting studios up? And I was like, well, you know, I ain't never really thought about it. He was like, yo, you got flame. We went in there, put a couple tracks out, and people were selling it. So ever since then, I was like, well, hey, I'm going to do it.
Well, definitely. As far as I tell you, like, you know, going to that more, you know, you decided to go lead into it. Was there a point in time where you doubted yourself as far as not necessarily wanting to do music? Because, you know, a lot of times we hear somebody that says, yeah, man, go to the studio, man, you sound good. But then we don't quite believe it ourselves. Did you have that phase going on with your music?
I mean, to keep it true, to keep it 100, you know what I mean? I think if you don't have that point where you have some doubt, then you ain't being real with yourself. You know what I mean? So I would say, yeah, I definitely had them doubts. But then, you know, when everybody around me was like, yo, that's flame. And, you know, I pull up to the Shell station and the shorties in the car bumping my jams or whatnot. You know, you kind of start feeling yourself a little bit. So then ever since then, I just continue to do it. This is my life. This is what I do.
Well, definitely.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, and one of the things that definitely led me say, man, I got to have to do my show, and we'll be playing, of course, here on the show today, too. One of the two tracks we'll be playing was I Heard the Road. I mean, I heard a lot of the tracks, but the road, I know, it's me. I'm always a person when there's this one track that catches my ear at first, then that leads me to go listen to the other ones a lot harder too. And the one for me was The Road. Like, he was going hard on the verses, and then the freaking hook was catchy too. I was like, okay, the beat is like, boom, in this motherfucking double cup. Okay, y'all gonna have me get crunk. I mean, let me calm it down.
Hey.
Yeah. But as far as, you know, with that song, man, you know, when you made that song, what led you to, where were you at in that point in time where you was like, okay, this is a song I need to put out, man? Because I tell you, that song, you had me, as soon as I first heard that song, that made me say, okay, I'm gonna hear some more of this dude's stuff now. I'm one of them people, I kid you not. People think I be lying, I be saying this stuff, but y'all come sit right here next to me. I'm one of them people, man, I didn't listen to this song, kid you not, maybe about 100 times since I first heard it. That's how
that's
crazy
spot,
I didn't listen to it.
That's a spot. I appreciate that salute.
So let us know, man, as far as, let us know, like, where were you at when you were making that song? What made you say, this is a song I need? This is a song I got to add to my repertoire. What made you put this song out?
Well, I hit my homie Lenz Prag up, you know what I'm saying? He a producer, and he was, you know, I told him, I was like, yo, I need something where I can just go in and let everybody know how I'm feeling and what I do. You know what I mean? And I went to his spot, you know what I'm saying, and he threw this beat on, and I was like, oh, my God, that's fire. Like, I got to kill it. So I took it home with me, you know what I'm saying? I sat on it for a minute, listened to it by myself, and just got in my own zone, you know what I'm saying? Got in my own head and my own thoughts and was like, man, the road, yo, this is the road I choose. This is my path. This is what I'm going to do. And that's, you know, I'm feeling the beat, and I'm going to ride on it. That's all I did.
Yes, it was. You definitely wrecked it. You know, it was. It's like, okay, I was like, dang it, man. That's why I know that I like it. So if I catch myself, first of all, I'm one of the people. First 15, y'all know how I put you. That's what I say, it's a lot. First 15 seconds catches a person, then it's gonna make you listen a little bit more. You catch them after that first minute, they still listening, then you even did something right. And that's what happened to me. It was like. But then you do that a million times, you do it a million times, and I let you know, hey, hold on now. It's a song right here.
Much appreciated.
Okay, so, another question I want to know, too, before we get to go to the music break here in a bit, is, man, how did you actually link up with DJ Keisha, man? Because, you know, she is, I don't care, every hater can say what they want to say, but she is arguably one of the hardest working females, not just DJs, females in the music industry, period, on the East Coast.
True. Very true. Now, me and Keisha, yo, we linked up. We got some mutual people that we know. You know, I guess you could say through the Boombox 919 WNRN down here in Virginia. You know, I was down there, did some things, and we linked up like that.
Okay, as far as, you know, making that happen, you know, how did you come to gameplay? You know, y'all, because she didn't have your mixtape, she didn't push your name out there and whatnot. How did y'all finally get this gameplay together to say, you know what, all right, we linked together, let's make something happen? How did y'all come to that point?
We linked up, you know what I'm saying? I hit her up, you know, gave her a couple tracks of mine. She listened to him and was, you know, the same as most people, not to sound too cocky. She was like, I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? You need to be heard. And ever since then, we just been, we on that takeover shit. You feel me?
I'm definitely got to play one of the tracks now, because we got two tracks for the day. Go ahead and let everybody know what tracks you got. We got The Road, and then later on the show, too, we're going to be playing Wobble Street. So.
We got something to
inspire you, and to inspire you one way, and another something to inspire you another way.
Yep, diverse, baby.
So,
that's what I do.
Yes, if you ain't picked up on what I meant, inspire you the other way, then you just slow. But, okay, so first track we're going to go into, and then we'll be back This is the road by my boy Dirty Boy Quicks right here on Life for the Dust Live. And we come back,
baby.
Y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for the Terror 101. Uh-oh.
Yes, yes,
uh-oh.
Yes.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got some haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow, so my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself, saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life, I'm squeezing glocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. And ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's from Friday after next, Craig and Day Day story. You feel some type of way, then approach me with some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That rhyme, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
All right, we're back, we're back. We're back in Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sandy J, and your girl, Tara Lamoski, our special guest.
Yes, yes.
Dirty Boy Quick.
Wow.
Dirty, dirty.
Yes, dirty, sir, dirty. Man. And so that song just, you know, he just getting it live, man. Make you want to, you know, just go do something. Make you want to go, you know, sell some fruit on the corner or something, man.
You know what I mean? That's that ride music right there.
Yes. So, yes, man, definitely, man. And we still got another track out in the play, y'all, so y'all definitely got to stay tuned. And we still got some more, but y'all know what time it is. So, Derry Boy Quicks, I hope you're ready because it is that time, man. It's time for the Terran 101. This is when Terran Lamone goes in and you get stuck in the booth of her on the questioning. And some of the questions she has are crazy as hell. Some of them are, well, crazy as hell.
I'm ready for everything.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's Terran 101. All right, and my first question to you would be, what are some tips that you could give upcoming artists on how to stay consistent with their craft?
Never give up. Stay humble and live your life.
Okay, I hear that, but I mean, I agree with you, but it comes to the point to where, you know, being in the industry, do you agree when I say you can't always be humble? I mean, it's only a certain point you can take being humble to. Sometimes I look at it like sometimes you really do got to step aside and show people what's up, for real. Like, you can't be humble with everybody.
Very, very true. Very, very true. I mean, me, the way I am, the way I was brought up, the way I was raised, you know, being an 88, I'm going to be humble regardless. When you step on my toes and cross the line, that's when humble becomes asshole and take what's mine. So you got to stay with your nitty gritty, but you got to stay humble at the same time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to ask you a little exclusive to try to share with the people. Let's see if you open. I'm about to kind of put you on the spot. So when you say you're so quick, you say you're so quick to get dirty. Now, ladies, fellas, I mean, we all want to know what exactly is dirty. Define dirty.
What makes me dirty? I'm a type of dude, no nonsense. You come out your mouth disrespectful, I whip that ass with a quickness. Shorty girl,
boy,
you come out your mouth, you know, that's for the niggas. Shorties, you come out your mouth and you trying to test to see what it's really about. Well, dirty, quick, fast, in a hurry, I'll show you what's popping.
Hey. That's what's up, man. I mean, what you got coming up? What's new? You got some joints coming for the ladies, or I mean, what's going on? You got some big events? What's up?
Well, we got the Unholy Truth Volume 1, my mixtape coming out. We got Rennie B, she putting out her solo mixtape, Boss Bitch Swag, Lady 88, she doing her thing out here.
Shout out to Rennie B. Shout out to Rennie.
You know what I mean? Of course, we got the 88 Movement mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Squad. You know, got some. Oh. Of course, I got some lady bangers. I got a couple slow joints. I got a dance joint that we about to drop too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got everything.
Twerkers.
Uh-oh.
What's
your
twerking like?
We just had a discussion about twerk last week, too.
Hey.
About their songs that kept going on and be like, uh-oh, there they go. They finna hit the slow.
Uh-huh. For sure. All right, well, what's an embarrassing moment you could tell us about? Let's switch it up.
An embarrassing moment. All right, it's not embarrassing for me. It's embarrassing for someone else. The first show I did it with a couple other artists. One artist decided to get on stage and choke on his words, and everybody was just kind of looking like, oh no, you know what I mean? It wasn't really embarrassing for me as much as it was for them, because I always do what I do.
Right. I feel you. All right. Well, for the ladies, are you currently dating? Are you seeking somebody? Are you married to the game? Are you married to the dirty grind? Like, what's up?
I'm married to my kids. I'm married to my life. I'm married to myself. I do have a girl. You know what I mean? Sorry, ladies. I do have a girl. But
hey, put on for it. That's what's up.
My money comes first. Everybody know that.
Okay. All right. Okay, anything, what's the wildest thing you ever done as far as when it comes to this? You know what, let me switch it up. What's the wildest thing that you have witnessed? I'm talking eyewitness, not hearsay, none of that. What is one thing that you eyewitnessed in this industry, in the game, doing your craft? What's one of the wildest things you, I mean, it could be with a producer, it could be with groupies, it could be, like, what's up, let everybody know. Give us the backstage pass to your life, the wildest events that's done popped off.
I was invited to UVA, which is, you know, the college, of course, in my hometown. And I walked through, you know what I mean, and I was told to go back to the back room. I walked back to the back room, and there's four or five butt-necked honeys just sitting in there doing what they do, talking about some quick. So it's
what?
Not
my
wildest experience right now.
What? Getting loose, though. Trying to get that work.
Yeah. Trying to get that work. 9 to 5, that bitch working.
Y'all hear that? Shout out to them college girls, though. But, baby, keep
shout
your clothes
shout out college girls. Woo.
Baby, keep your clothes on.
Oh Lord! Speaking of which, y'all just took that tone. This is the perfect time to play the song. Perfect time to play the song. Now y'all brought it up. We just said torture something up too many times, but it's not playing right now. So it's another track. This is shout out to this man. It's another track for the. It's something for the ladies to, you know, get live to. For the guys, it is in training for the guys, because if you're a guy, you don't like seeing the girl twerk, I don't know what's wrong with you. I just don't know.
Right.
I even know gay guys that like seeing girls twerk, so that goes to show. All right, so here we go, y'all. This is Wobble Shake on board Dirty Boy Quicks right here on Life in the Dust Live. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Quick. Shout out my nigga Demetri. You crazy for this one, my dude. Yeah, 88, baby. Huh? Hey, girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what's the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I'll play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. 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 Hey girl, show me what you're working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Let me see, let me see, let me see with no hands. Pop it once, pop it twice, girl, you know the damn dance. Hands on your ankles, girl, I know that there stands. 88 salute while I watch you do your thing. Yeah, girl, what that booty all about? I see you moving that thing like a workout. Fitting to be the trainer, yeah, girl, let's work it out. I'ma hold your hips while you shake it all about. Hey, girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. 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 Your girls say I'm talented, that's what they talking about. YGSIT, that's what they yelling, what they shouting about. Hands on they hips and that ass bouncing up and down. Feeling like a detective, which one of y'all I'm copping now? I'ma call her Bunny Rabbit, yeah, shorty hop around. Drop it to the flow, then she stops, then she bounce around. Shorty so majestic with her movements, fitting to keep her around. Soon as the beat drops, she fitting to hit the fucking ground. Shorty stamina, something crazy, outrageous. Shorty girl do her thing, her friends is all basic. Eyeballing her like she doing it butt naked. I wanna know, can I see it naked? Hey girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast, what the business? Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. say she love my flow, I say I love the wobble. So drop it to the floor, to the ground, shh, don't make a sound. I wanna hear it clap, clap, clap all around. Standing ovation when she drop it to the flow. Pedestal type of chick, all around pro. She out here doing it like she paid in all gold. Do it, do it, do it, baby girl, lose control. Hey girl, show me what you working with. Cute face, fat ass, and some thick hips. Drop it low, shake it fast with the business. Do it by yourself, girl, I play the witness. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake. Wobble, wobble, drop it low and shake.
Yeah. All right, we back in the building. I'm Life at Dust Live. Your boy Freddie J in town among our special guest. My boy, Freddie Boy Twigs in the building.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, yo, shout out my nigga Dimitri for that one, yo. Yeah.
What it do? What
drop
it do?
Drop it low, shake. Oh, man, we got some, speaking of that song, man. And, of course, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is, man. It is Monday. Y'all know every Monday. It's Hot After Dusk Mondays. So y'all know we're going to go into some of the crazy news going on around the net, in the world, whatever. So we're going to keep it. We got a story that has to go. You know, speaking of dropping it low and shaking it, we got our first story. For grabs, Ness. The boy Chief Keef, man, he just got engaged. The boy Chief Keef just got engaged. Big ups to Chief Keef trying to make the move. No, hold on. I heard you say something. Turn. What were you saying?
I said they love Sosa.
Yes, man.
I don't know. Little dirty boy.
I'm looking now. I'm like, okay, hold on.
He had that song, Ballin' Like He Kobe. I just hope his marriage work out.
Yeah, I'm looking at I'm looking at his girl. Okay, so, all right, so we're going to catch y'all up the dates. All right, so Chief has apparently wiped up a popular video victim by the name of Pretty Misha, and he was giving her a diamond ring, and last night it was officially confirmed that the two are together, and this is coming from MediaTakeOut.com, and you click the picture, you get to see, you know, you didn't quite know who she was, you get to see her, and yeah, okay, Chief Keef, shout out to that. You guys,
everybody got to fall in love.
Ooh,
everybody do.
Yes,
everybody
really, do. Yeah, shout out to Chief Keef and Pretty Misha.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out. Big up.
Yes. Shout out to that. Y'all ain't seen Pretty Misha. Y'all trying to see official or see Lil Ratchet. Y'all can go to. Because, I mean, for those people that's like, oh, well, she probably got some good mile pictures. Okay. Give you that. But then when you see your natural pictures, okay, she's still just as bad. Therefore, yeah, it's official.
Mm-hmm.
She really is that bad. So
and
shout out
to commitment, out. Man. Shout out to that commitment he put in and she's putting in.
Yes, and looking at that, and I'm willing to bet just by looking at the pictures that she knows how to drop it slow and shake. Yes, I'm pretty sure she can do that. I can help my look at that. But so yes, so shout, congratulations, Chief Keef. And you know, it's good to see that because Chief Keef, man, he been, you know, he is constantly under the radar or something crazy. So it is good to see that, you know, some good news being spread about him because you know he's every time I open my freaking news stories. They always got something ratchet to say about them. Say, oh, Chief Keef. Not again. Not again. So, yes. Big up to them doing the big in the Midwest. Yeah, like the girl telling them all. All right, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of, man, y'all, I mean, I'm purposely, I cannot kid you not. This is not set up. It just has to be so ironic. Everything is just going along with the song now. We never do it on purpose. So, our next show story on Floyd Mayweather apparently gets knocked out cold. Now, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and put something out there before I leave this story a little more. A lot of y'all trying to figure out, okay, who do you get a fight with? Not quite knocked out cold that way. Well, when we say knocked out cold, we're talking about in the case of someone put it on them pretty good.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, as a put them on them, made them go to sleep, so I'd be like, put something in the ooh-wee on them. Not fight them, but he got something in the ooh-wee. So those, for some people that's trying to figure out what's going on, Floyd Mayweather's baby mother, Josie, we don't want to let everybody know that she is definitely talking to Floyd Mayweather. So she ended up, you know, putting out some pictures of the other man, you know, basically something showing that she had put him to sleep.
Hey, yo, I'm going to need to see those.
Yes. So apparently she put him to sleep, and yeah, she is very bad. And so she's showing the picture of him snuggled up in the bed next to her. Apparently,
Daddy
I said,
my nigga,
she said that he been put to sleep.
I need to see those. Send me the link, bruh.
I'm going to go ahead. Those of y'all want to know, I'm going to put it in the chat room right now. Let's go ahead and hit y'all at the chat room. So there you go. There you go.
Hey,
that's
yo, shout out to everybody.
You get the live, create the liveness and find out with me as we do it. That's the fun thing about it. And she's pretty nice. And yeah, she wrong for that. You know, why you got to do my boy Floyd like that? I mean, why you got to do him like that? You know, look at him, he got put to sleep. But then again, that's kind of good, too. So you can hate him all you want, but the dude got put to sleep, probably you have to say in a very good way. So there you go. Big up to Floyd Mayweather for, having someone that puts it down.
Money Mayweather.
You know what? I want to say shout out to, you know, it's a good day in news today. Because Media Take Out has not given me nothing ratchet. Everybody has a ratchet today. We got to get them in here. Hold on. We're being ratchet. You know, usually I go to the top stories, people being ratchet left and right. But everything is good and positive. It's a good look for black people today, everybody. Give a shout out to that. All right, so we got another top story where big ups to my boy, Big Boy from Outkast. His daughter graduated from high school this past weekend, and definitely, know, just big ups to him, man. You know, it's definitely a good look. And he got for a graduation gift, he got a 2013 Jeep. So big ups to that, man. Yeah. You know, she graduated with honors. So all people want to say what you guys say, girl graduated with honors. So she's doing the deal.
Okay.
I just want to say, Dirty Boy Quicks did graduate from high school. Salute that, too. You know what I mean? I did do my high school thing. When I attended, I did do it, though.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
and you know what, man? And one thing I got to say is, too, you know, a lot of people always want to hate on people in the industry and things that, you know, that's because we might, you know, you switch it up and you talk about a little bit of everything. They always want to think that apparently, you know, that we weren't educated or whatever. So please do not get it fooled. Like the boy Dave Boston said, don't let it fool you. At the end of the day, it's like a lot of models. There's a lot of educated models out here, like Thelma Mon and whatnot, because a lot of people are making the moves for the educated ones. So don't be fooled. Don't think it's just a cute face or just music being played. Some of these people actually making some moves. And I want to put a shout out too for you too, man. Dave, a quick shout out to my boy Goofy Bone that came through to the show. He's heating me up. He's like, man, yeah, man, send me this track, man, for him playing on the show. So big ups to that. He is doing this music countdown today, and he will be playing the music countdown, which is right after this show. So you have to check him out. Big ups to that. He already in Cali. So big ups to people already in Cali showing you love, man. It's definitely a good look.
That's what's up, man. 88 salute to all those showing me love.
That's definitely a shout out to the boy, BX25 Vixen Magazine. I see you in the building. What's up, Filmoso? All right, so we still got more ratchetness to go. All right, so I got another ratchet story I want to go on. And these are coming from clumsycricks.com, which I know this is by far one of my favorite sites to go to because, yeah, the celebrity world's fun, but the everyday people doing the ratchet stuff is fun, is even more fun. So here we go. So we go into this first one in which, wow. This one's really good. Okay, shout out to people in Florida being ratchet. This is about somebody in Florida being ratchet. So apparently, a man in Florida had a very brief moment of joy when he got the slip to the sheriff's after the sheriff's deputy was chasing him. Now, when did it all go wrong is the question. You want to know, the guy was running from the police, and apparently, an alligator got him.
Damn.
Yeah, an alligator got him. So, this is in Tampa Bay. Oh, this is my boy, DJ Smellfucker, Lane. And this 20-year-old Brian Zuniga, he ran from his vehicle after the deputy had pulled him over for weaving in traffic. He apparently hopped the fence and was gone. A few hours later, police got word that their man was being treated in the hospital after being bit in the face and arm by a water treatment plant.
Wow,
dude, that's fucked up, man.
That's just,
wow. What can you freaking? I don't know what to say. All right, what y'all get? You know, I lost the words right now, so I'm gonna go to y'all first. As far as you go to Quick Express or Quick, what you got to say about this guy apparently being an idiot and, you know, he thought he got away and instead of just getting caught by police, now he's in the hospital after being bit by an alligator, man. What you got to say about that?
I feel like this. If I'm running from the police, I'm not going swimming. So that's just stupid. That's just stupid.
He just wasn't. And the thing is, too, man, Florida, and Turner can tell you that because she was in Florida. She can probably give you first hand research on that. And that's in Florida, alligators walk around like freaking cats.
I was in Florida for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? We encountered the alligator, and when we seen that motherfucker, not only did we catch that son bitch and eat him. You know what I'm saying? But fuck that, man. You swimming in the water if you running from police, you stay on your feet. Why you going in the water?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, that's
if you want to drive,
down.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Run fast. You know what I mean?
True. That's true. Yeah, being born in Florida and raised in Detroit, that's just stupid either way it go. Midwest
dumb.
People wouldn't even do that. That's like straight D niggas wouldn't even... I wouldn't even do that. That's just, like, stupid. What the hell are you doing? I wouldn't even blame it on the weed.
Up.
Don't even disrespect the weed like that.
Nah,
nope.
I ain't even talking about the weed. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Florida known for bad sauce. You know what I'm saying? They eat people down there. So he must have got hungry on the way and was like, yo, I'm going to fuck with this alligator for a second. I mean, that's the only way he got bit by alligators. Real shit, you know?
His arm in his arm in his head, in his face. His arm in his face. So y'all just do the math here. Like you say, you beat it.
Wait, he got bit on his face?
His face in his arm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to have a conversation with that alligator.
Yeah, he was being a ratchet. And he was being a ratchet to Tim Power because how in the heck? And the thing is, if you can run for the police, But she didn't think enough. But then again, they did say that it was happened by a water treatment plant. So like you said, if I run for police, why am I going swimming? No, trying to run. I mean, it's no matter running anymore.
Come on, my dude. If you see an alligator, you smart, nigga. You going to run the opposite direction.
Jump the highest freaking, by the highest point you can jump on so it can't reach you.
You know what I mean?
I go at a list of things. Get on a freaking car or something, man. Cause they ain't going to get me.
True. Too true. That's crazy.
I don't know. I'm gonna wait. I ain't gonna give him the award. You wait. Yeah, we gonna wait because I'm already ready to get him. But
for
so
real,
far,
real,
he's looking like he's about to get the cricket reward, the cricket of the day award. He's looking like it.
Fuck that. If it comes down between the alligator and the police getting me, man, for real, I'm just gonna have to go to jail.
For real. Do not collect $200 go directly to jail. They're going to take me because I'm
Manager
not getting
Steve, come get me in the morning, bro. Squad.
Now you're messed up. Oh, man. It's getting real. It's getting real out here. Me got to watch out for the alligators now. Well, you've been out and do that, but now we got people not thinking. But, okay, so we got another story. This is the last story on Tubbs and Cricks. And then we're going to get some more with my boy, Dirty Boy Quicks, because we still got a little more from him. And this is, man, another story where a family intruder was found trying on earrings.
Wait,
here we go.
Wait, what?
This story is about an intruder was found trying on earrings. Now, wait for it. This is when it gets fun. Indianapolis police had arrested a man they say was caught trying on earrings in a home that he had broken into. Officers say about 6:50 p.m. on Monday, last Monday to be exact, a woman told them that she had arrived home that morning and found a stranger sitting in her bathroom trying on her earrings.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I don't even know what to say. That's just all dumb. First of all, what you doing breaking in? You feel me? Second off, I mean, I think is if you breaking into somebody's crib, I ain't trying to put that out there to nobody, but I'd rather hit a bank. Now, you taking that risk, and then you trying on earrings, bro, you couldn't wait to leave? Like, really?
Are they
gleaming? How much are they worth? Probably no more than 500. I'm just saying.
And he wasn't working on doing anything. He was working on. He broke to a house, and he didn't. You know, he didn't gain take nothing, or at least he did. Or at least he was just in the process of doing it. His thought process was, let's go grab some women's earrings. So what was he trying to steal her dresses too? I mean,
Boy of fruit.
Did anybody check that man's IQ to see if he's okay?
Right, please, somebody.
You're not running into people's houses trying to try on women's earrings, are you?
Come on,
I mean,
I'll
check on that now.
If I run into somebody's crib, I'm gonna get their shit. I'm gonna leave. Go home and then try some shit on, maybe. But women's earrings, I mean, I'm just going to dish them off to one of my baby mamas and be like, here you go. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Okay, so we're stuck with this. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get the vote on and figure out which one y'all agree with. All right, so first we're going to call over to she's talking about bling, bling. Okay, so we're gonna go up to each of y'all and figure out which one is story. Which one is the word to put in the award? I have my choice. I'm getting tiebreaker. All right, so Sharon Lamar, who do you think should deserve the cricket of the award today? Does the guy who was caught in the house trying on women's earrings deserve the cricket of the award today, or does the man who got bit by the alligator on his face, in his arm, from running from them,
who gets the cricket of the water, baby?
I say the dude with the alligator.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Hey, Cricket, you say you agree?
I agree.
Okay, it's unanimous, niggas. I definitely agree. I mean, the guy tried to earrings, that was pretty ratchet, but.
But that
dude,
other shit,
you was running from the police. And you got freaking, and you ran into a freaking alligator? Bro, like, you chose an alligator over going to jail. You get it. You definitely get it. You're the cricket of the water today.
Period.
Sad
story.
So, man, quick, man. As you get ready, we got about 8 minutos or 8 minutos for those of y'all that don't speak Spanish. We got 8
mm-hmm.
minutes left in the show, Val. And, man, you know, bro, you got to tell us, man, as far as, you know, if you before you leave this earth, if you leave tomorrow, today was your last day, and tomorrow, you know, everybody was left trying to remember something about you, what would be the top 3 things you want everybody to say, hey, I remember him for this? What would be those 3 things?
That I love my babies more than anything on this earth. That'd be my first thing. My second thing would be that I would have to say my music is always going to live on. And the third thing, YGSIT, baby. Your girls say I'm talented.
I'm gonna start tagging you. I'm gonna start seeing me pass on the Instagram. I got the Instagram picture there on there now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shout you out on the Instagram post when I do it too. You get a shout for that one. And oh, shout is me. Somebody threatened to call to my show today. I'm gonna give her a shout out. She didn't do it. Yes, I escaped her. But I'm gonna give a shout out to my sister. Shout out to my girl Jodie. And she said she threatened to call this so and get me because she said she did not approve a solo song my mom chose on the Friday show. She said she was gonna get me for that. So hey, my mom told y'all she had something for everybody. She was gonna take it there and even mess with y'all brain. So I gotta go check out Friday show. Like it was so. There was a slab there. He looked at and said, "What are you doing here? What?" Okay, we got it. So, oh man, and quick, man. As far as everyone can catch up with you, man. Let everyone know how they can find you and be able to just keep up with what your music is and whatnot.
I mean, everybody can find me on Facebook, Dirty Boy Quicks, DURRTYBOYQUIKZ. You can find me on Twitter at DuckQuicks, you know what I'm saying, DAQUIKZ. You know what I mean? Same thing with Instagram, DirtyBoy_Quicks. You know what I mean? I'm on Retweety, I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Reverb. I'm out here, man. I'm out here. I'm everywhere.
He's on Mars. He's on Jupiter. You know, you can catch him.
You can catch me in that space shuttle straight swerving.
So, man, again, man, I just want to thank you for coming to the show, man. It was definitely a very turn-up moment of having you on the show. And I want to just give a shout-out to your manager, man, Chester Boy Steve, man, for putting it in. It's always good to see managers really doing it up and not being, I'm saying straight up, being assholes. Because there's a lot of these managers out here, they are definitely fit that tone. And y'all make it hard for me to want to work with some of y'all people because y'all just do too much. So big ups to boy Steve, man, for just doing it up.
Straight up salute. I got a couple shout-outs before we go, though, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one more shout-out I want to give you for you getting another shout-out. I want to shout-out my girl DJ Keeson, too. DJ Keeson, big ups to you because without you, man, you put in so much work for this brand. I don't care nobody got to say. I see all the time you always got to put somebody in sick about your work. And it don't matter because I respect what you do with it. Without you, a lot of moves on the music side of my brand wouldn't be made without you and people like you and Scott. So big up to you. All right, so
like
go ahead, give us your shout outs, brah.
Yo, I got to shout out DJ Keisha, shout out John Rose, DJ Flatline, Coast to Coast Mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? My homie Fluffy Crack in the Jersey, 88 Salute, baby, I see you. Shout out Baker's Man, the whole Hustle House squad. Shout out my squad, 88's baby, it's the movement. Shout out my manager, Steve, my 540-434 peoples. And for real, shout out my kids and all those supporting the 88 movement and just rocking with us, man.
Mhm. Yes, what's up, Cheryl Lamonske? Who you got? Anybody you want to shout out? And also, man, you got any news you want to share with us too? You know, go ahead, definitely, Cheryl. Let us know.
Yeah. I say shout out to all my supporters, my real supporters, everybody that's always, you know, holding me down. Other than that, shout out to my manager. He gets on my nerves. That guy's my headache, but. Shout out to that man, Travis. Shout out to my man, Travis. Shout out to City J. Shout out to my man, Dirty. On the phone, it's his nickname, though, Dirty Dirty. Just shout out to everybody rocking with us, for real, for real. Like, that's all I could really say. Everybody just holding me down. Shout out to Detroit. Detroit, for real. Shout out to my city. That's about it. All right.
Well,
I got one
more
for y'all, though. I got one
more
for y'all.
Go ahead. Let us know.
Yo, check this out. I want everybody that's tuned in, everybody, y'all go ahead and pay attention to Rennie B, you know what I mean? 88 Salute, you know what I mean? She doing her thing out here. Boss Bitch Swag, look for her mixtape coming soon. Look for mine coming soon. This is what we do, yo. This is our life. Ain't no faking with us. This is what we do.
Well, definitely, man. Y'all have been introduced to what the 88 movement is now. And, man, anybody that missed any parts of the show, I mean, I know y'all can always check them out. So many different ways. It's blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That can check the show back out and see, man. Man, what did I miss, man? What did I miss? Just look for the show that says artist at, that's the at sign, DAQUIKZ. That's at artist at the Quicks. Check it out. That way you can even go to iTunes for free. And it's a show on iTunes for free. You can even listen to the show on the TuneIn Radio app. Go to TuneIn.com. You know, it lets you know how to get the app on your phone. Be able to listen to it there. You can even listen to it. Damn, I can talk about it all day. DustSpot.com. Let's do it at DustSpot. That kind of DustSpot.com. So there's so many different ways this is. So it's a massive media network, too. Big up to everybody showing us so much love. And y'all definitely got, you know, on Wednesday, next interview on this Wednesday, we got my girl Ray K, my girl Ray Ann Kirsch in the building. And she'll be on the show, chopping up with us all the way from the PA on the East Coast. Shout out to that Tri-State. So definitely gonna be chopping up with her on the show. And definitely fun. So she was talking about how she mixes high fashion and grammar and still be able to make it do what it do in her career. So can't wait to chop it up with her. And, oh, my God, man, definitely it's an honor of just doing the show with you guys today, man.
Hey, man, 88 Salute, I appreciate you having me.
Mm-hmm.
No problem, man.
Our pleasure.
Most definitely. And man, that being said, man, we want to go ahead and let you know, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a Jay. Oh, there's a Quick. Oh, there's a Taryn Lamonte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, there's a you. There is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life and Death Live. The craziest people in the world. Shout out to my girl Keisha Diva out there in the building.
East Keys, baby.
Love
you, boo.
All right, we out, y'all.
We out.
Squad.
Let's beat it.
Ha 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 ha.